Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, back again on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a beautiful, almost summer afternoon. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I mean, listen, still got the remnants of yesterday's series win.
Big series
over
win.
The Cubs.
Yes, sir.
On me. Listen, the Eagles, they're shutting down practice.
Mm-hmm.
Next time they'll get together will be training camp. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. And rumor has it, our boy, Jackie Baseball, getting closer and closer to taking on that fraud in the morning and Joe DeCamera. Fritzy, holla at your boy.
Ike, I got to get something off my chest.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. And I've like.
When he zoomed past what I just said.
Yeah, he didn't even holler at your boy.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. Every time I do it, I sound like a dork.
Okay.
I can't pull it off.
Yeah.
But I just got to get something off my chest. We've officially, as most of the fan base and most of the listeners of this radio station, social media, all this stuff, like, we've just overrated what Jalen Hurts did this year. And I didn't think that could be possible for a guy that won Super Bowl MVP, but we found a way to do it. And I just, all I've heard all day is how, like, the supporting cast actually doesn't matter when evaluating Jalen Hurts, and he should be the number one athlete in this city, and he being not in the elite tier as ranked by officials out there, like, all of a sudden, like, he is being put into a class that I don't think he belongs in. And we're doing what I knew what we were going to do, is we diminish what Saquon Barkley did last year. And Saquon Barkley is not going to be remembered as the face of last year, because we're starting to do what we always do, is we overrate championships sometimes in this town and what it means to a player's legacy. And
really?
We are. In week 14, the wide receiver came out and said the passing game is the biggest problem with the team.
Yeah.
He was a fine player last year. He was a game manager last year.
Yeah.
And there was times in the second half that he handed off to Saquon, and Saquon broke one, and they would win a game. And they would eventually blow him out, because Saquon Barkley was that great. And I just think that I'm glad they won the Super Bowl, obviously. Mm-hmm. But holy cow. 18 passing touchdowns, not a Pro Bowl. Now he has to be in the elite category.
Stop with the Pro Bowl.
I can't. The Pro Bowl's a joke. Couldn't even make it with a 14-15 win team. Like, that's how okay he was last year. And he had two great games. Even the Super Bowl performance, it was the defense that carried him. We've found a way to overrate what Jalen Hurts did last year.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm listening to guys, and I you know what? It's not that I admire you guys, I'm actually baffled and befuddled by the gymnastics that I see displayed with certain guys behind these microphones on a daily basis at this station when it pertains to Jalen Hurts. And why it's so hard and difficult for you guys to just embrace and accept that you have a franchise quarterback who wins at an elite level, who plays at an elite level when it's required of him the majority of time. That's what he does. It's what you wanted for from a quarterback for years. Think about all the quarterbacks that had the talent. Is he the most talented quarterback that has played here? No. I can argue Randall, Donovan, Carson, and Mike Vick all had more physical ability than Jalen Hurts. I can argue that with no problem, right? I would argue that. They had more physical talent than Jalen Hurts. And with the exception of my QB, shout out to Five. And by the way, let me just real quick. The idea that I had a slip-up yesterday.
There it is. Yeah. Here comes the recant.
Yes, and I had a slip-up yesterday.
What was the slip-up?
Well, some caller wanted to bring – who was it? I forget which caller. Was it Corey? I think it might have been Corey. He was talking. He was going on and on. And you know how sometimes I'm looking at stuff, but I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You tune out for a second?
Completely,
oh,
yes.
He was like, Donovan was a choker. We all know that.
And I just agreed nonchalantly.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Clear that up.
Clear that nonsense.
Yeah, something. It's a lot
of
calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got that out of the way. What I'm ultimately trying to say is that Jalen may not be the most physically gifted guy. But there is something about the way that he plays, when he answers the call, when he needs to play well. And here's the other thing. Here's what I'll say. That we here, I can understand people on the outside not necessarily getting it, but us here on the inside, it's not easy to be that guy in this city. You're constantly under a microscope. Even when you play well and you have success, which is evident by what we're talking about today about a Super Bowl MVP.
Sure.
It's not easy to play that position. The dude never cracks. He doesn't succumb to us. He doesn't fold. He doesn't become bitter. He doesn't become resentful. He's not going back and forth on social media. Like, he's not doing all, he's not putting up a hit list of media members that I'm trying to get back. And you know what I mean? He's not doing any of that stuff. He doesn't fold under the pressure here in this town, which we've seen a lot of stars in this town do. And he wins. He wins. He wins. I just don't get it. I don't get it. He's talking about overrating what Jalen did last year. Well, forget about the regular season and those stupid stats.
But it matters.
It's the postseason that matters the most.
But he wasn't even good until the NFC Championship game, where he handed the ball off and Saquon took it 75 yards in the first play of the game. Like, he had the best defense in the league. Like, he had the best offensive line, the best receivers, and Saquon Barkley. Like, again, Jalen needs the Eagles more than the Eagles need Jalen Hurts. And that's what was on display last season. And
that's a different. Don't start moving the goalposts.
I'm not moving the goalposts.
It's not about Jalen needing the Eagles more than the Eagles need Jalen. The Eagles are a great organization.
We turned around
a lot of players' careers coming here. So, yes, I agree with you that the Eagles, that other quarterbacks could come here and be successful. Although Sam Bradford stunk while he was here.
If he had the cast, who knows?
Well, do you remember that preseason game, 11 of 11? 215-592.
Still to this day, the only Eagles quarterback that I couldn't get behind.
Nope, you couldn't with the sleeves and the look on his face. 215-592-9494. Do we overrate what Jalen did last year? All right, is it possible for me to sort of agree with both of you guys here? And I'm not usually a hedgeman, but I agree with everything you said, Ike. I have learned to appreciate that Jalen is not bothered by all of the pressure around him, which in Philadelphia is incredibly difficult. We've seen a lot of players crack under the pressure of here. I also agree, where I didn't really agree before, there is probably something to the always winning thing. I agree with that.
Has to be when you win.
I agree.
When the winning is this sustained, like, you got to give something to him.
I agree. All that said, I do agree with Jack in that we have gone overboard in the year that he had. And I thought about when I think of the top 11 list is that he really didn't have that great a season. Like, he was pretty good.
Regular
he was fine.
Season, yeah.
Regular season was fine.
Yep.
Did have a great game in the NFC Championship game, a great game in the Super Bowl, but still not even like not, and he didn't have to, and that's not his fault, not put the team on his back type great, but he was great. He was perfect. He was exactly the way we wanted him.
Yeah.
But when it goes from that to all of a sudden, like, you know, he's right there with Patrick Mahomes, and he's like, it's like, do we have to go, like...
Well, listen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I agree. I concede.
There are some out there to go overboard with it.
Yes.
I
just want a sensible conversation. Can we have a sensible conversation about him?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think we can. I think
no,
we jumped the shark.
Can't.
No, I think we jumped the shark.
Well,
I want to talk to real, real Eagles fans.
Don't go to the extremes, then. Don't you go the other way.
I am not. I'm not.
You tend to go the other way.
He had 18 passing
extreme.
Touchdowns last year.
Well, listen, he can be placed in the category with Patrick Mahomes when it comes to winning. I mean, since 2020, they are the top two quarterbacks in wins in the NFL.
Yeah, I do think we...
Like that matters. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 years, right?
Yep.
It's 15 years. How many quarterbacks in the NFL... Oh, it's been a lot of good quarterbacks that have played since 2010. How many of them have played in multiple Super Bowls?
Three. Brady, yes. Mahomes, yes. Hurts, yes. Is that it? Am I forgetting
one? And Wilson.
Oh, Russell Wilson. Right.
Yep.
Okay, four.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Think about that. 15 years.
I know.
And all the great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers won 4 MVPs in that time span.
I know. But, so, okay, agreed. Agree on that point.
Yeah.
But nobody was saying that Russell Wilson was the best quarterback in the league until he started throwing touchdown passes.
Jalen's not the best quarterback in the league.
Okay.
So that's not my argument.
All right, fair enough.
That's not my argument. I'm not going there. I agree. Some people go over the top.
I do think he's like a one of those years away from being included in that class that you're including.
I'm just saying not many quarterbacks in a decade and a half have done. And there's been plenty of them that got more talent than he has.
Sure.
They haven't appeared in multiple. Like Aaron Rodgers won 4 MVPs. He hasn't been in a Super Bowl since 2010.
But does
since 2010. Hold on. Aaron Rodgers, one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks, talent-wise, couldn't find a way to get to another Super Bowl in 15 years.
But what that
And he's had good teams. He's played at home. He's had championship games at home. Like, he lost to Jimmy Garoppolo scoring only 7 points. All I'm saying is that we just can't gloss over Jalen winning as if that's a given. When there are guys who has more talent in them than Jalen who can't win as much. Like, the guy just gone to 2 Super Bowls and played well in both of them.
I agree. But when you say what you say about Aaron Rodgers, what that leads me to believe is we may be overrating the quarterback due to the success of the team. Because I don't think anything less of Aaron Rodgers because he only won a Super Bowl.
You don't?
No.
Bro, hold on. I'm gonna give you 2 or 3 minutes to think about that. Aaron Rodgers won 4 MVPs. You're trying to tell me in his 18-year career, it shouldn't be held against him that he has 1 Super Bowl appearance and 1 win.
I mean, it's part of the list.
Yeah,
but
that's a negative to own Aaron Rodgers. That's a negative. That he has 1 Super Bowl appearance with all the talent that he has? That's a negative. You got to hold that against him.
All right, fair.
Boom.
Okay.
I love you.
Right,
I love you for that.
Fair, that's cool. Okay.
Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Fair.
Mark this date down. That don't happen very often, what just happened
there. Yeah. Certainly not in 1 minute.
In the moment is what I'm talking about.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair.
All right. This is a good show the rest of the day. I'm good because I can't believe I got you to give it up that quick.
That was a moment.
Do you want to go home?
That was quick.
Do you want to go home? Ike's done. Ike's done.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked by that.
Fair enough.
Right,
well, because I might need that in a future argument. I'm not a chess checkers player. I'm a chess player. I might need that another time. All right. 215-592-9494.
That was shocking.
Leading us off. Get ready, Jack. Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man, look. See, this is my problem when it comes to hers. This is just me. Look, I don't care if y'all rate the other – like, if you say Allen better or whoever – like, the problem is that when y'all disrespect what Hurts does, like, you and Jack talk about Hurts like he poo-poo. Like he just a guy out there that don't do nothing, and everybody else doing all the work for him.
Well, I mean, you were all part of group projects, right, back in the day when other people in the group project did more?
But this is my thing. Like y'all always, like, Jack
my
always
favorite projects.
About, like, hey, like, Jack always want to bring up the fact, oh, put Josh Allen on this team. Let me tell you why I disagree with that. First of all, Peyton Manning, this dude played with Marshall Faulk, Adrian, they both in the Hall of Fame, right? Adrian James, Marshall Faulk. Marvin Harrison in the Hall of Fame. Reggie Wayne, probably a Hall of Famer. I get it. He put up 5,000-yard seasons and all that. But he underperformed in the playoffs.
Didn't he win two Super Bowls?
He did. I agree.
Well, okay. Second one was fraudulent. Everyone
he still
knows
won.
No, but look, what I'm saying is,
you see what I'm saying?
But
if you want to do that, you know, if we want to, he won two Super Bowls.
But should he have not won more?
Well, but he did what was necessary.
No, he won two. You're right. It doesn't get held against him. Yeah. He won two.
But what I'm saying is, y'all use that against Jalen like it's a negative, the talent that he plays with.
Can it not factor into the conversation? Like, okay, we can all agree he has an unbelievable situation here.
I'm going to give you your time to talk. Listen, I agree with all that. I'm not disagreeing, but what I'm saying is y'all act like this dude is just some scrub out there just not doing nothing.
We think he's a top 10 quarterback. Both Spike and I think he's a top 10. Yeah, my ass.
But that's disrespect. Like, you can't, like,
yeah, I haven't been eight.
He got the two Tampa Bay losses. But every quarterback got a kryptonite. His only playoff losses came to two teams, and then the Chiefs, who he lost to in the Super, right?
Like, yep.
I'm saying is every other quarterback got kryptonite. The 49ers and Rodgers. Brady couldn't beat the Ravens a lot. The Ravens and the Broncos used to take him out. Peyton Manning and the Patriots. All-time great quarterback. Patrick Mahomes when he go against the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? That type of stuff. Every quarterback not a kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? But it's like this guy, the stuff that he's done for the team, I get it. I don't care. Like that, he might not have the talent. The ball might not be able to throw the ball 70 yards from his knees. I get all of that. But I don't care. It's what you do on the field and the deliveries in the playoffs that makes you great. And you can't say Jalen Hurts has not done that.
Yeah.
When everybody say put Josh Allen on the Eagles. Yeah. I can't do without that. Tell me what Josh Allen do on his team.
He does great.
He does great with this team.
No, it's not. He
lifts up players.
No, I can't do great. Great is winning championships.
Peyton Manning didn't play great, right? No, win the Super Bowl.
No. What I'm saying, though, see, two different arguments.
No, you were the one that brought up Peyton Manning.
Listen, no, you're right. I said we don't use the argument of Peyton Manning with the talent. Come on, stay with me.
Well, okay, but
during the time it was held against them. I mean, during the time people were like, how is Peyton Manning not winning more?
Yeah, constantly.
Right.
Well, that's why Brady got the nod over him.
For what, 15 years? Hurts did it with his talent in three.
But you're saying it's not held against Peyton Manning. It was held against Peyton Manning. And when I talk about the overrating thing, there's a difference between saying he's overrated and saying he's not good. Those are two different things. So when I do the overrating thing, I'll do it like I'll just pick out what a couple people say. And Elliot says this is like, oh, and the leadership. Like, he is the leader. And I'm just like, what world? We don't have to make stuff up.
Right. That's true. I give you that.
Okay. All right.
That.
Okay. Fair enough.
Listen, Lamar Jackson. And I like Lamar. Lamar won an MVP, right, for throwing for 23. The Jalen Hurts, this season that we called terrible, the 2023 season, it wasn't even that bad. His stats was better than Lamar, but he won an MVP. But that goes on his resume as a two-time MVP. Is that ain't overrated?
Well, yeah, he shouldn't have. You talking about that second MVP? Right. I said he shouldn't have won that second MVP. But then he should have won it this past year, and they didn't give it to him. So it kind of balances out.
I love Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Ohio State grad, Ohio guy.
He's an LSU grad.
He's the only guy that I know that can live off one season more than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz and him, the only guys in the history of the league that can live off.
Burrow's not living off one season.
He does.
But,
he went to two AFC title games.
Lost in the Super Bowl. And then he went to the AFC Championship game.
And then last year, threw for like 50 touchdowns.
I don't care about all them yards.
But I do. I do. We're going to be different. Do you know what stats are? There are empty stats. There are. But then statistics are what happened. They are representative of what happened. If you were to explain to somebody who just came to the country, like, or just came to the planet, you know, how a player is good, one of the ways that you would describe that they're good is by talking about their performance and their production and the numbers they put up. They're not – Joe Burrow's numbers aren't empty.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not – there are arguments for that, but
yeah,
I don't think –
they were in a lot of those – they needed those numbers to even be in those games.
Stats are for losers.
This is – thank you for the call, Corey. But this is what happens, right? Like, we start
– See, that, and that's where – I see where guys like yourself and Fritz get frustrated with, and then it's the overrated stuff, because I'm not going to down Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, even Lamar Jackson, to lift up Jalen. I just think Jalen also provides something that's different from those other guys. So in other words, it's like this. Other than Patrick Mahomes, we know he gives you the complete package. The winning, the stats, the consistency, he's done it all. So he's there. The other guys are outstanding, superior, individual, talented guys. That it's clear that they are a force multiplier on their football team. Like, let's be smart football fans and acknowledge what we see with our eyes when we watch Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. And then there's here's where Jalen sort of fights his way in there, because those three guys don't necessarily have championships that separate them from everybody else. It's just their individual talent. So then I say the guy would also pretty good individual talent, maybe not as good as theirs, but also wins at a relatively high clip. They win, get their teams in the postseason, but he wins in the postseason. Now, it's not his fault that he doesn't have to face Patrick Mahomes every postseason. I get it. They're all in the AFC. I understand that. I'm just saying he's taking care of business on this side of things and winning more than anybody in his conference. He's a champion. And the getting back to two Super Bowls, I brought that up because I think we sort of take that for granted. All these elite, great quarterbacks, a lot of them have never played in a Super Bowl, let alone two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't give me Patrick Mahomes has kept everybody out of the Super Bowl for 15 years.
No, but if we're talking about last year, like what he did last year is the two Super Bowls, a resume, it's all right. On a Hall of Fame track if you want to go that way. But we're talking about last year and just what
he had an elite year last year.
But that's what, and I
agree with that.
And it's not, I don't want to say we overrate what he did in the Super Bowl because that sounds like I'm just being a ridiculous hater and not understanding the importance of the Super Bowl. But I do think there is some nuance to how last year went for Jalen. And we can agree that, yes, he stepped up in big moments. NFC Championship game, he was great. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl, I would say it was more the defense, but he also didn't fall on his face. I appreciate that. But now it's insulting to say that you can't mention the talent around him last year. Like, that didn't matter. And it didn't matter that he had a 2,000-yard rusher that really helped him out. And there was games last year that he did get bailed out by having a great defense and a great running game. So that's where I get frustrated when I have to hear that he's right there with all those guys. He's elite. Mm-hmm. He's this. And now,
well, you know, Lamar had a 2,000-yard rusher, too.
But he also threw for 41 touchdowns.
But I'm saying, though, he still had a 2,000-yard rush.
Did Henry end up with 2,000?
He did.
No, it was right, but no. But it was 19-something. So
he has rushed for 2,000,
yes,
right?
Yes. And he rushed for 19-something last year.
Last year, yeah. All right. 215-592-9494.
May as well has been 2,000 yards, yeah.
Finally, the show has happened. Jack says we've overrated what Jalen Hurts did last year. I sort of agree. Ike says no. Coming up next, everyone should be very, very excited in that there is a golf major happening right now. And when there's a major, we get Ike golf updates. So the U.S. Open update from Ike. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, when you are, let's say, I can tell you one thing that's not overrated, and that is happiness in the bedroom.
Yeah, no, yep.
It's not overrated.
It's not overrated. No, you're happy there. You probably have a happy life. And if you're being honest with yourself, it's not quite as happy as it used to be. And then it might be you. It might be. Did you say pick it back up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Largely is you.
Yeah, like, could be you.
Yep.
Could be you. And if it is, Blue Chew can help it. Mm. Just help you get back to your best. Look, I understand. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of, but I can understand you don't want to go to a doctor's office, have that weird conversation. I can understand you don't want to go to the pharmacy, wait in line, and, you know, have that look on your face when you go up to the pharmacist.
You got to be a little sheepish.
Yeah, I get it.
You don't need that.
But that's what Blue Chew's for.
Exactly.
Blue Chew's a chewable that lets you avoid all those things. No doctor visit. You do it all online with one of their medical professionals. No pharmacy visit because they're going to ship it directly to you in a discreet and
hard
package. It's a chewable, so you don't have to worry about swallowing pills. You could do it at a moment's notice. Do both
swallow
at a moment's
notice. Don't eat it. Yeah.
And it's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Staxin, and Levitra. It's perfect. And to make it even better, first month is free.
How do you spell that?
F-R-E-E.
Never a doubt.
There you go. Go to bluechew.com. I didn't know if there was a joke there.
No, there wasn't. I want to see if I can get
to
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Listen, all right. Hold on. Are we not all cooking on these?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. You threw that in there.
Yeah, yeah, well, I just.
I didn't know if you had a little curveball for me. I put you in the corner.
No, yeah. I had no joke there. I had no joke. F-R-E-E. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. And then, sir, you can.
Chew it and do it.
It is a WIP Afternoon Show. I like Spike and Fritz. Shut up, guys. I'm doing fine.
It's not even 5 o'clock
I'm doing
yet.
Fine.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm cooking. It's a little stuff in my throat.
Whoa. Wow.
There it is.
Swallow it. You know,
there
eat it.
There it is. Now, when the U.S. Open is a major, right?
Yes, you're learning.
And when there is a golf major, we have a new feature here on the WIP Afternoon Show. So half past every hour here, we will get updates from the primary golf expert here at WIP. Let's do it.
And now, Mike Reese on the U.S. Open.
First of all, I'd like to say,
yes.
I mean, the rise to being the primary golf expert at the station.
Yeah.
I gotta say, pat on the back for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. My dad is kicking a wall somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know who you were fighting with for that spot, but you did it, pal. You did it.
Awesome.
Top of the mountain.
All right, so we have arrived at Oakmont, PA, at the Oakmont Country Club for the third major of the season.
It seems like the course is kicking everyone's arse.
Oh, man, it definitely is. The U.S. Open. I got to tell you, right now the leader, J.J. Spahn, is sitting at -4. His round is over with for the day. A couple guys earlier teed off with the earlier groups. God, Ludvig Åberg.
Yeah.
We're riding the Åberg this tournament.
Every single tournament. Let's
see if we can get a win. Right? My guy, Xander Schauffele, not very good in them this morning.
Ever since he looked you in the eyes, his career has fallen apart.
I remember that.
Sorry.
But I'll tell you.
Sorry.
The afternoon group is out there. The world's number one golfer is on the course. He's already one under. And yes, I'm talking about Scottie Scheffler.
Nice.
Yes, after just two, Scottie Scheffler is one under, sitting three behind J.J. Spahn. Here's some other names to look out for this afternoon.
Please lower your voice.
Yeah, keep it
down. Right, I'm sorry. I was getting excited. Yeah. Then we're going to keep in contact with Brooks Koepka. Mm-hmm. Has Brooks won a major? He's won a major, right?
Well, like this year or ever?
No.
Ever, well, Brooks has won like four, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, listen.
Hey, guys. Hey, you're supposed to be the golf expert.
Hey, Koepka is spelled Koepka, right?
Yes.
Look at me.
How about that? Uh-huh. That's pretty good by you.
But free was too much.
Sam Burns is also sitting at two under here. So these are just names that we'll keep an eye on this afternoon. Tyrell Hatton is another one I also want to keep my eye on. My guy, Colin Morikawa. He's sitting at even right now.
Nice,
I got my eye on him this afternoon. Listen, this course is very tough. Keep it in the short grass. Keep it in the fairway. If you're in the rough, take your medicine.
Is this a blue chew?
Is this a blue chew read?
Well.
I mean, it sounds like
it's
it.
Not a blue chew read, but.
The rough's long?
Sand for the golfers, yes. The rough is long and thick.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
You gotta peruse your way through it.
Yep.
Tell you what, Ike, we're not linksmen. We're not Lynx course
not
people.
Lynx course.
What does that mean?
So Lynx means there's no trees on it. So it's it's super high grass. It's awful.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
normally played overseas, Scotland, Ireland.
Okay.
Like the British Open.
Are we still doing the report?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've jumped the shark.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
Did we overrate Jalen Hurts?
Right. There it is. Ike's U.S. Open update. We'll get another one in an hour. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Great job, Ike, as always.
Thank you, Robert.
For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who was the face of the 2024 Eagles? Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts? What do you think, Ike, the Twitter poll results are at?
Well, it's got to be Saquon Barkley, right?
You say that in like a, yeah. Right?
You're hoping.
No, I'm saying it is Saquon Barkley. That's okay. What my vote would be.
Yep.
I would imagine the fans understand that as well. No slight to Jalen. Let's go in the 60s. Let's go mid to high 60s. I'll go with 67% says Saquon.
So it's 76.3% say Saquon.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Why doesn't it feel like it's that way?
Well, no, it does.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, look, I know it's Saquon.
But no, here's the thing.
Well, we can't really argue about Saquon.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But here's what it is. There is a natural, from you guys, there's a natural resistance to Jalen praise.
Yes.
That you guys have.
Yes.
Not that you don't think he deserves any credit, but your antennas are always alert for the overpraise of Jalen. Because you already feel a certain way or think a certain way about him. With me, it's more or less, I'm good, so I understand he deserves credit. Like, I understand he's going to get praise, and he should get praise. But I also understand Saquon Barkley was the driving force of the team last year. Like, that's not even a real question, quite frankly. He was clearly the driving force of the team last year. But that doesn't mean you could put anybody back there. And you will go win a Super Bowl. Real quick, I won't get preachy. But when we say you could put this guy back there to win the Super Bowl with this team, some guys. I don't know how long that list is. You may have more confidence in certain players than I do. Like, Baker Mayfield's a good player. I don't see Baker Mayfield as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So you can give Baker Mayfield this team, and there's still a limit to how good the team is going to be, because Baker Mayfield has had weapons in Tampa Bay.
Sure.
He's playing with a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Baker's the one I know I get pushback on.
Yeah.
I have him 7. I have Jalen 7. And the two guys.
Maybe Stafford could.
Stafford I have at 5.
Only because Stafford has won.
Yes.
I don't think C.J. Stroud could come here and win. Where's C.J. Stroud ever won a championship?
C.J. Stroud I have trouble with.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, though.
Where's he ever won a championship at?
Yeah. C.J. and Justin Herbert, I know he's skilled, but like at a certain point.
Yeah. He also blew a 27-point lead in the playoffs.
Right, and threw five interceptions.
So it doesn't say that you aren't a good quarterback, but it does say, are you a championship-level quarterback? Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, I even said Matthew Stafford. At least Matthew Stafford has won a title. So, yeah, you put those quarterbacks in this offense, I think we can still go win the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean there's 10 to 15 other quarterbacks that you could just throw behind this line of scrimmage and you're going to win a Super Bowl. You may get to the playoffs, but are you going to be a Super Bowl winner? That's the part that I'm like, maybe a handful of guys, not everybody.
215-592-9494. Jack says, we overrate what Jalen did last year. Finally, we've done it. Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, Spike Lee. What's going on, Spike?
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, you were just whiffing. I'm about to turn this thing up a little bit. You hear me?
So, turn it up, Chuck.
Yeah. Diehard Jalen fan, Chuck from Mount Airy.
Listen to me. Hear me out, Jack. Here's the thing, right? Stay in your lane, okay? We worried about Bryce coming back healthy, okay? And Jalen won a championship for me. So that's all I asked him to do. So, yes, I'm back on board with Jalen Hurts, supporting more than I'm supporting any other quarterback outside of Philadelphia. Now, let me say this, right? You guys, you know what? I digress. You know, if I can't change you guys' mind about Jalen. You know, I can't do it. I don't even know why OG tried to do it. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, just think of this for a second, okay? If Maggie Jalen said he won out of Philadelphia, okay, and he goes to another team, you know, because you guys don't appreciate him, you know, and we go back to the days of Ty Detmer.
How many games did Ty Detmer start as a possible franchise? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Troy Detmer.
He was a backup quarterback.
He stunk. You know what I mean? Bobby Hoyne.
But Chuck, you know what I mean? Why don't we just talk about the topic at hand? Don't you think what he did last year is a little overrated?
Let me finish, man. You know, you only gotta get like that. I mean, Kevin Cobb. I'm just trying to get
But nobody's
the guy,
But
the
nobody's
guy
saying that,
that. That you have the guy that you have here is a winner. So while you sit up there salivating over guys like Josh Allen, who's probably going to win zero championships in his career because Jalen's just getting started. He just scratched his head.
Oh,
My time is all fit, said and done. He's got about three rings. You know what I mean? And we're going to benefit from it because the Eagles are going to be one of the top franchises in the NFL. That time we had about four rings. You know what I mean? And you're going to look up. He's going to be in a Hall of Fame with three Super Bowl rings.
Yeah,
maybe
see, this
four.
Is,
yeah, this is where we go. Yeah,
this is where we're doing. Yep.
Yep. You know, two to go, two or three to go. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
that's
Josh
it. That's
Allen's going to be zero.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Why is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's a total loser.
Why is that? Why is that, Chuck?
Listen, you know why?
Yeah.
Because he's the ultimate, he's the Embiid of the NFL. That's why I see why you like him so much, Mike.
Well,
he's the Embiid of the NFL.
But he's not.
He looks pretty.
Like, no, his performances in the playoffs are good. Like he's not. I mean, I think
he's been to two AFC championships.
Yeah, and like when you look at the numbers and everybody's like, "Oh, numbers." But, I mean, when you look at how he played well. His defense has failed him multiple times in the playoffs.
What he's the Embiid of the NFL. He don't play well enough in big moments. Okay, and that's the thing. Right.
Do you think Josh Allen could have won the Super Bowl with this team last year?
No.
Oh, you're full of it then. You're full of it. Would you trade Jalen Hurts for Josh Allen?
Let me tell you why, man. Let me tell you why, man. No,
why?
No, first
why?
Of all, the skill sets are different, okay?
What's Jalen's skill set?
If Buffalo, you see it every week. You know
what?
I mean?
What do I see every week? What do I see every week?
Listen, with Josh Allen, here's the thing with Josh Allen in Buffalo, right? They have a false sense of security, and he lets them down every year. You know what I mean? If they would have kept running the ball with James Cook, that's their running back, right? Because they was rushing the ball very well against Kansas City, who has a very good defense. If they would have kept running the ball with him and made Josh Allen more like a secondary person just in that game.
Dude, they allowed 30 points to that team. They allowed 30 points to that Chiefs team.
Because they went away from the run.
No.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Chuck. You don't know what you're talking about.
You just gave in to what Ike said, the argument earlier, just that quick.
Because Ike knows what he's talking about. You don't. That's why he's got this job, and you don't.
Well, I don't need it. What are you talking about? I drive a truck, you idiot. What I'm saying to you is
you're probably a bad driver.
Because your father gave you that job, and you know.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. You keep running your mouth like you always do. You think you know everything. You don't. What I'm trying to do is pick
Do you have risers off the pedal so you can reach them?
Oh, man, here we go, the short jokes. Do you have anything else besides short jokes?
Well, all you have is beating your chest about what a big Philadelphia fan you are. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like you yell and scream. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, your points are bad. They don't make it. There's no good points in there. You're talking about Kevin. Nobody's talking about Ty Detmer or Kevin Cobb, and nobody's saying that he isn't a franchise quarterback, and nobody's saying that they weren't happy with how he played in the Super Bowl. None of those things. You're making all those things up because you can't debate what he actually said. What Jack actually said was, and this is the point that you can't do it, and that's why you changed the topic, is he said we overrate his performance last year. And that is what he's talking about. If you have a point about that, then that's fine. Nobody was talking about Ty Detmer.
Listen. Well, what I'm saying to you is this. You can't tell me which way to go with my call, man. I'm trying to get you.
Watch me.
Land my plane. Why are you bad?
You're
like
not
that?
Landing a plane. You've been flying in circles over the airport for 7 minutes. Everybody in the plane is puking. They're wondering why the plane hasn't landed. The arrival time was 35 minutes ago, buddy. Everybody's late for their connecting flight because you don't know where the airport is.
But listen, let me tell you this, right? Here's the thing, right? Jalen Hurts, you say we overrate him, right? Do you want me to answer the question?
Yes.
We don't overrate him.
His season last year.
He has a cheat. Yeah, the season last year, I heard what you said for the 60th time, okay? What I'm saying to you is this. No, we don't overrate him. He's rated right where he should be. Actually, he should be rated a little higher. He's the number one or number two quarterback in football. Like I said, there's no number one clear-cut quarterback in football. And, Spike, to be honest with you, I know when I get under your skin because you start taking personal shots at me.
You know you're the, you, Chuck, you said I only had a job because of my dad. You took a personal shot.
Now, shut up. Oh, you shut your mouth.
All
you
right.
said to me that I'm short, that I'm short. This and
After you said I'm the dad thing, Chuck. Chuck, are you drunk again? Are you drinking again during the day?
You can kiss my ass. Like.
There he is. Everybody, that's what he wanted. He wanted somebody to fight with him. So there we go. 215-592-9494. DJ in Willow Grove, you're a WIP.
I'm so glad that I'm coming on after Chuck so I could finally talk some sense into people. I am 100% on Jack's side, and this debate literally drives me insane. So I'm just going to get my points out of the way, and you guys can comment on whatever you think and however you think. But my issue with Jalen Hurts is I'm so glad what he did in the Super Bowl. It was awesome. Great. Thank you. But let me bring up the Green Bay game. So that with that game, how many passing yards did he have in the third quarter? 37 yards. If the defense had a horrible day that game, we would have been screwed. We would have been screwed. Because when you have 37 yards in the third quarter of that playoff game, I know they won. But if the defense was horrible that game and they couldn't stop Jordan Love, we would have been screwed. And, you know, another one of my points is, let's say hypothetically, you know, Jalen Hurts was traded to, let's say, the Raiders. Is he going to go to that team and literally, you know, carry that team to a Super Bowl or make any one of their, you know, receivers out there like a stud?
Let me ask you this. Would Josh Allen take the Raiders to the Super Bowl?
I think Josh Allen would have a better chance of taking the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's subjective. I just want to know, would he or wouldn't he? Because either he would or he wouldn't. Would Lamar Jackson take the Raiders to the Super Bowl?
I think those guys would have a better chance of taking the Raiders.
Right,
to the
Super Bowl. Right. What about Joe Burrow? What about Joe Burrow? Would he take the Raiders to the Super Bowl?
I think he would have a better chance of taking
them
to the Super Bowl.
But you know why? You know what he would need in order to get the Raiders to the Super Bowl? Better talent, talent around him. Well, Joe Burrow has arguably the best duo wide receivers in football.
Yeah, but look at that offensive line. Look at
Now we go to the offensive line.
But I'm just saying.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, DJ. And I understand. I listen to your points. I understand this. Here's the thing that I always scratch my head about when it comes to that question. If those guys, if it was such a difference between their play and Jalen's play, right? Because they're elite and Jalen's not, right? Right? That's the premise here. Well, why do they need as much talent around them as Jalen does?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, if you just look at the team.
No, it's a simple question. No. It's a simple question. Their talent is so superior to Jalen's individual talent. We're talking about individual talent. Those quarterbacks' individual talent is so superior to Jalen Hurts' individual talent. You brought up the Raiders. You brought up the Raiders. So you went to the extreme with the example. So you brought up the Raiders, a trash team, and asked, would Jalen take them to the Super Bowl? So I asked you, would any of those quarterbacks take the Raiders to the Super Bowl? You couldn't tell me yes definitively, which implies they need more talent around them. So even take the Raiders out of it and take their own teams into examples. Because all of their individual teams, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, they're all better than the Raiders by far. So how much more talent does those elite quarterbacks need to accomplish what Jalen has accomplished?
But my point with that is, you know, with the Lamars and the Josh Allen and the Burrows and the Mahomes.
Mahomes is in a separate category than everybody.
Okay.
Despite what people may say, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson ain't in Patrick Mahomes' category either. He's in his own category.
But my thing is that, you know, reading the list and stuff where you see Jalen at 5 and then, you know, Jalen at 10. I just, when I watch Jalen Hurts, you know, besides him winning, which is the only argument that Eagles fans can make, and the tush push, what does he do on the field that is just special? Where you watch him and you're just like, wow, we have a special.
He's special to me, and special is subjective as well, because I can tell you what I may think is special, and then you'll say, well, I don't think that's very special. And you'll tell me what you think is special, and I can be like, well, did they win? He threw for 350 yards. How special was he? Did they win? Did it lead to a win? So if I tell you he throws for 220 yards, two touchdowns, and rushes for another touchdown, tush push or not, those numbers aren't all that spectacular. But if he throws for 350 and three touchdowns and he rushes for another 70 and a touchdown and they lose, you're telling me how spectacular that is. I get it. What you're doing is getting caught in that individual performance. I'm going back to my original question. My original question is, if their individual talent is so superior to Jalen's, why do they need as much talent around them as Jalen needs? If I agree with you that Jalen is a above average quarterback and he needs Saquon and he needs AJ and he needs Smitty and a number one O-line, that's fine. I can agree with that. He takes advantage of having that talent and he's gotten you wins. I'm asking, if those guys are so great or so much better than he is, why do they need as much talent as he does to win?
Well, those quarterbacks could literally, you know, let's say, you know, go to, you know, the Raiders and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And let's say they draft, I don't know, a fifth-round receiver or an undrafted receiver.
Why can't they win with the team that they're on? They're all good enough to get to the playoffs and good enough to get to the AFC Championship game. Why aren't they good enough to win?
Well, those guys have the opportunity to build better players around them.
It's because they're playing against Patrick Mahomes.
Like,
see, the real answer is they played against Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't make mistakes. When he has a chance to win in the clutch, he usually does. But then take the guy who's played against Patrick Mahomes in that game twice, and then tell me how he played in that game against Patrick Mahomes. See, Allen played Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson played him. Now, Burrow beat him. And 1-1, Burrow beat him 1-1, right? So Burrow has outplayed him. But then Burrow couldn't get to the Super Bowl and beat Matthew Stafford in the Super Bowl. Like, we can pick and choose and try to come up with a perfect scenario is when ultimately is one guy has taken full advantage of the situation that he's in. And again, those guys are great quarterbacks. They are elite quarterbacks. I agree with you on that. They are. And Jalen may not have as much talent as them, but I'm going to continue to ask, why can't they win, or why do they need as much talent around them as Jalen has in order to win if they are truly superior to Jalen in talent? It has to be something else there. And that's the thing that has to give you the confidence in having Jalen as your quarterback, because there's something to playing in those games, in those moments, and playing well. I'm not saying everybody that plays in those moments plays bad. That's not what I'm saying. But at some point, you got to give this guy his credit for what he's doing also. If you're going to give those guys their credit, then give this guy his credit as well. I'm on the soapbox. I'm cooking today.
There it is. Thanks for the call, PJ.
I'm cooking today.
So my only counter is...
Yeah, bring it to me.
Well, my only counter is, you would argue... I know. Real, I'm going to go 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. So... I would argue that the Raiders are comparable to what the Bengals and what the Bills were before Josh Allen and Joe Burrow got there right now.
Okay.
And they got there, and look at what they've turned those organizations into. Jalen's an elite organization. So I think
hold on. The Bengals surrounded Joe Burrow, by the way, who had to transfer from Ohio State because he couldn't beat out the quarterback that was there in Justin Fields, and went to an LSU squad that had three number one draft picks at wide receiver and everything else, ton of talent around him. So all the success we've seen Joe Burrow have in his career, his offenses have been loaded. He's never been without talent.
He certainly had an offense loaded in the NFL.
LSU, may have had the greatest offense in college football history.
Sure.
I mean, he was a part of it, and he's a big part of it. I'm just saying it's not like he's taken a team with no talent to winning is all I'm saying. I'm saying.
Yes,
he's had talent everywhere he's been.
Coming up next, Larry Anderson joins us for a special...
Take him off the stove.
A special Thursday edition. And by the way, Phil's won yesterday. Larry Anderson on today. Coincidence?
I think not. Larry Anderson joins us. We will continue on this Jalen thing, not just for the next few hours, but for the next few months. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.